The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we got Austin Carr coming up at some point in the very near future. Can't wait to talk to AC, Mr. Cavalier. 5 minutes on Nate Thurman, then right into the record. Do the Cavs go for the record? How invested are you in the record? I kind of do like, so I'm a little torn, but Real Xavier P pitched in saying that he wants the 70 plus wins record with a championship. If you aim for that record, it has to be championship in mind. So I like the theory. I'm just not adjusting my postseason expectations until we get to February.
So he wants does he want 73-9 was the Warriors that didn't win, and then 72-10 was the Bulls that did win in 96. Yeah. Does he want 73-9 but a championship?
I think that's what he wants.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know you kept your expectations low there.
Well, I mean, listen, but okay. So
I also want that. Like, can the record show? I'd also like that as well, Nick.
You know what? I would sign up for that if okay, that were a possibility.
We just want everyone to know that's where we stand on this.
We, you know, other shows don't have the cojones to come out and say
they won't go for it.
If this winning streak, you know, you got the 25-0 and then you turned it into 73-9 with an NBA championship. We would take that.
Yeah, I'm happy that we're on the record.
Ken and Anthony wouldn't say it. Baskin and Phelps wouldn't say it. Overtime with any of the hosts wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. Now, speaking of saying things, and everybody's going to hear this a little differently, I got to say Darius Garland said the thing that I think is the most human thing you can say. This is actually, it wasn't after last night's win over the Bulls. It was after Saturday night's win in the back-to-back over the Nets, talking about the streak and whether or not it's on their mind.
I think it's in the back of our heads, low key. But we're not going to stress it. We know it's 82 games in the season, so one L is not going to really hurt us. We got bigger pictures, we got bigger plans. We're trying to win a championship. We're not trying to go 82-0. A loss will be a loss, and just be ready for the next one. So we try to get a win for the next one. But to answer your question, it's in the back of my mind. I don't know about them. But, 11-0 is great. And we come across a really good team, and they have their night against us. They have their night, and we just got to get ready for the next one.
So that is the best way to answer that question when you're barely halfway. But now you're halfway to the longer part of this record.
I mean, I don't think we even needed the postgame audio there. I think the actual audio on the court when he said that was an effing big win, and then what was the other term he used? We're the hunted. We're not the hunters no more. After you win a back-to-back game against the Nets on a Saturday,
what was the first half of that?
Darius was really feeling it. We're the hunted. We're not the hunters no more.
What was the first win of the back-to-back? Because you beat the Golden State Warriors. That was a we're the hunted win. The Nets one is the one where it's ridiculous to say.
Funny. It's funny to me. Like, you can tell they're getting into it, though. That's why Donovan, after yesterday's game, was like, we're tempering the expectations. We're bringing this all back down. I got to tell people it doesn't really matter. They're doing it. Like, you see what's happened. They trailed by 12 on Saturday night. They trailed by 9 last night, and then they've erased the deficits. Like, they're playing like they want this record, Nick. They are. They're playing like they want this record.
Okay, they're playing like they want it, but they're not playing desperate. Does that make sense?
Like, Atkinson going to the five that he went to is not, that's him not saying, even though Donovan obviously played great, and that was a classic Donovan game where he goes for 36 or whatever it was and seems like he's just doing everything. But no, that was Atkinson saying, we're going to get the experience we need and we're going to put the players out there that we need to. And then they erased a 19-9 run. Like, they erased it.
So if I watched these games and sensed that they were falling behind because it was the pressure of it,
yeah,
I think I'd be really concerned right now because
agreed.
you know, but that's not what's happening.
No, it isn't.
And so I think Darius having some fun with it. I think Darius being on fire after the Nets win. Like, I think these are all fun things. I will say, at some point, I expect the pressure to become part of this. And I don't know how that's going to manifest itself.
I'm dying to find out if there actually is pressure attached to any of it. Like, they're openly talking about how excited they are that they're doing this, and I like that. I don't know how amped up you get for a record that most people, even diehard NBA fans, don't keep a tally on. I just don't know.
That's because it's so ridiculous. For a minute, before Golden State broke it, we had a few teams that came close to breaking it when it was, 15 games with the Capitals? What a team.
Yeah, the 48 Capitals.
49, their coach, he coached, Ooh. Man. He Nobody coached. Coached like that coach at that time.
That's right.
Or the 93-94 Rockets. Like, it has come up before. But since the Warriors went 24-0, we just haven't talked about it because no one's gotten remotely close. This is as close as anyone has been since that time. So, it hasn't become a national talking point yet, I would imagine. And Jack's pointed out, and what makes it so brilliant, because I'm now co-opting / stealing his take, after that Boston win, should you get that far undefeated, I think that's when the pressure starts, and I think that's when I'll be curious to see how the team talks about it and addresses it and all that.
I just like that you already said after that Boston win, and then you had to spend the rest of the sentence to, like, hey, if it happens.
Listen, I've got a winner's mindset here. 216-474-0092. Do you care about this record yet? Or meaning chasing the record yet? Does it mean anything to you? Or are you laissez-faire, like Peterlin saying?
Thank you for freeing me, because it feels so nice to just be open and honest about how I feel about a record that I didn't know existed 3 weeks ago.
Let's go. Anthony in Cleveland, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I think what's so special about the record is that nobody expected it from the Cavs. Like, you wouldn't even expected a 12-game winning streak in the middle of the season from this group. So to get one to start out the gate is one. It's almost like the Guardians. Anybody who was, you know, looking forward to basketball or wasn't looking forward to basketball, they weren't like, oh, yeah, this Cavs team is really going to do it this year. They're just kind of like a wait and see. So the fact that they started out 12-0 and have beaten some good teams, they haven't just beaten a bunch of bottom feeders. I think that's the reason why people are talking about it. But I feel like, you know, everyone knows that they're not going to go 82-0. So it's going to end.
Anthony, you got to let them know.
But right. Well, let me know.
Hashtag let them know.
It's not going to happen. So they're going to lose one game. So it's almost like the guy who's getting squeezed, sake down his throat at Wasabi. You're looking at that guy like, when is it going to end? And then when it finally ends, you're like, oh, okay, that was pretty great that he went that long. But eventually, you know it's going to end.
Are you the guy with sake?
Did you just do hibachi recently?
I feel like you're projecting a little bit here, Anthony. Is that you?
No. I actually had a brother-in-law who was actually pretty good at that. I don't know how he did it, but it was amazing.
Could he do
but
that
anyway,
onion tower? I love the onion tower.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
It is.
But yeah, it's. I just think people are. I'm with you, kind of JP. I'm just, you know, it's. I'm happy to see good basketball. I'm happy to see the Cavaliers don't need to play. There's 45 minutes or whatever to get these wins. So that's the good part.
Right. With that, well, it's all the good part if that's the thing you care about. By the way, but real quick. What's the number when you'll start caring about the big streak?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I like I said, I care about the streak, but if they lose, I'm not on the edge of my seat. Like, I'm not watching it, the Cavs for the streak.
That's so how I feel
is
too.
Is it 16 and 0? Is it 17 and 0?
It just doesn't exist. I'm right there with you, Anthony.
I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. Ryan in Detroit, when will you be in on the streak mattering, and you'll be watching these games to see if they can continue the streak?
Nick, Jonathan, first and foremost, man, I don't understand that gentleman's metaphor, obviously, explaining the food reference to the Cavs winning streak. But I can assure you, man, hey, two side notes real quick, though, before I get into Jonathan's completely wrong, and Nick, you're completely right. Two things, you guys almost got me in a car accident last week with that prison segment. I still am laughing about that. The other thing is, I'll be in Chicago Saturday for the Buckeyes game. You're telling me, Nick, you're in Chicago this weekend, and you'll be in the following week, but you won't be in for the Buckeye game?
No. I was in this last – I was in on a Sunday into a Monday, and then in December, I'll be there for a Friendsgiving.
Very cool. Very cool. Now I understand. Anyway, I digress, man. You got to jump on this wagon. It is fun. Yes, it is. You know, tongue-in-cheek, this is kind of like – what is it? Is it real? No, it's not. Obviously, it's just regular season. The playoffs is where we want to dominate and showcase this capability of what we have, this nucleus that is, I don't want to say the wrong word, very mad, angry. They're playing with tenacity. They want every single basket to go in. They're playing as if it's a playoff atmosphere. It's just really cool, man, because, again, everything is kind of bated breath. Every game by game is like, man, we got this, we got this. And, again, even last night, I love the fact that they were down because it gave me that, all right, I'm invested in this. This is, and, again, you want to see every single basket like it's playoff basketball, man. That's the thing, Jonathan. It is truly, it feels like.
I mean, Ryan, you know me. I'm glued in. I'm watching. I paid way more attention last night to the Cavs game than I did Monday Night Football. That usually doesn't happen.
Well, again, you guys know your stuff. I'm just saying, I really wish you would jump on Nick and Mayan's bandwagon and a lot of these fans out there because it is fun. And again, yes, it's regular season. No one's arguing that.
I'm having fun,
no
Ryan.
One's gonna say,
I mean, right, Ryan, we appreciate you. We got to run, buddy, okay?
I'm having fun. Thanks, Ryan. I'm having fun.
By the way, interesting Oxford comma on jump on me and Nick. But, no, I don't think you're having enough fun. I think you'd be having more fun.
Not maximizing the amount of fun.
Yeah, I think you're having like 80% of the fun that I'm having because I absolutely
I'll ask you 3 months from now.
Last night.
I'll ask you 3 months from now what the streak actually
did
is,
they,
what
the, did
number,
they get
what the number is. Assuming they don't get the streak, I'll ask you what the streak is months from now, and we can see if you'll remember.
Their streak or the Warriors streak?
This is hardly a real where were you when moment, but it's fun. I'm having fun with it.
Now you're couching it. That's what my problem
is. It's not couching.
Just say it doesn't matter. Just don't do that.
I've already said it doesn't matter. I've already said I don't care about the record.
It's fun.
I don't care about the record. But I'm having a lot of fun watching the Cavs.
It's fun. Yeah, winning's fun, Jack.
Winning's
fun. Get on my side or get off the damn street.
No, it just doesn't matter. 11-1 versus 12-0. I'm not worried about it one way or another.
Okay.
I'm not like, let's add another win to the column here. We're so close to chasing down the 94 Rockets. Let's go. I don't care. I don't care
that
way.
We're going to edit that up very selectively. 216-474-0092. What is the amount of wins? If you are out like JP is, what is the amount of wins from the Cavs consecutively to start the season that will have you believing the Warriors situation is realistic to catch? Harrison and Brunswick will catch you when we come back right here on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.